Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
And hello, Simba. We're live here from the farm. It's another Friday. It's time for a new episode of Raw Talks, sending live here from the farm, living with the spirit, Sarah and Simba. We specialize in creating an abundant lifestyle and to identify and remove anything that is keeping you from living the absolute dream that you want and having an abundance of vitality, happiness, cash flow, you name it.
Yes.
Yeah. So today we are talking about dissociation, also known as the blue zone in the polyvagal curve. And we are, of course, talking about the autonomic nervous system, which is one of our specialities here at Living with the Spirit. So why is it so important to work with the nervous system, Simba?
Because it's connected to everything in your body, either directly or indirectly. And if your autonomic nervous system is very activated, like if there's a lot of high arousal, a lot of stress in your autonomic nervous system, then it's going to tax your whole body. And when there's a lot of stress, there is a lot of fear, right? Your body is in a fearful state because it believes something is dangerous, something's going to threaten it physically, or ego identity can be under stress and duress, right? So you can just imagine if you're under a stressful situation, you believe something is going to come towards you, consciously or subconsciously, your body is going to release a lot of hormones. It's going to affect your immune system. It's going to affect your digestion. It's going to affect every area of your life. But to kind of explain a little bit what dissociation is, why, you know, it's important to work with the autonomic nervous system, we usually talk about the polyvagal curve, like Sarah mentioned. And for you who are listening, we have on YouTube, where we will place this video as well, we have a picture of the polyvagal curve if you want to see a depiction of what we are looking at. But it is a description of the autonomic nervous system that Dr. Stephen Porges coined, polyvagal theory. And it's a way of explaining the different aspects of the autonomic nervous system, the automated nervous system that regulates all your function in your body automatically. You don't have to think about it. I can breathe, heart rate, heartbeat, blood pressure, digestion, temperature control. All of these automated functions function due to the fact of the autonomic nervous system is in charge and working with this. What it's also in charge of is the ability to determine if your physical body or your ego identity is in a safe space or if it's threatened. And if it's not in a safe space, it's going to mobilize energy and resources to bring us to different responses. So on the curve that we have three kind of levels, right? And the lower level is called the social engagement, the green zone, where we are connected to the environment, we're feeling safe, you're curious, compassionate, mindful, open. We feel that we are reciprocated in the environment we're in. I can express myself, I can be heard, but also we're feeling safe, right? We are feeling safe to ourselves and safe with the environment around us, and we're feeling calm. So in this zone, we have all the self-healing mechanisms going, digestion is going. This is kind of the base level where your body wants to stay most of the time. This is where we're designed to live for largest amount of time. If something threatens us in this zone to the point where we can't communicate rationally or logically or in a social mannerism, we'll be primed into more of primal responses, right? And that's the red zone, the sympathetic nervous system. And that can be a ego threat, or it can be a physical threat. It can be that actually something is coming to hurt your physical body, or I believe I'm going to lose face, or I'm going to be ridiculed or anything like that, right? So what's going to happen is that your body is going to mobilize energy, adrenaline, and a lot of other hormones to either go towards this threat. It's going to fight it, right? And that can be different responses. It can be a physical fight. It can be judgment, argumentation, projections, or a flight, right? That I either get away from the situation, or I start to kind of disappear. I don't want to answer. I don't want to be present in if there's a conversation or a social engagement. Now, if neither of these responses work, what's going to happen is that your body is going to go from I'm able, I can do something about the situation, to I cannot do anything about it. And what really happens is that the brain cannot handle the signals that comes from the body, right? All the signals that comes from the body, they're saying, wow, we need to do something. We're under stress. We need to protect ourselves. It comes to a point where the brain cannot handle it anymore because it's not able to solve this inquiry. So what it will do is we'll switch from adrenaline to opioids, and it will start to numb the sensation. And that's when we enter into the blue zone, also called dorsal vagal or dissociation. And what happens here is that we are starting to dissociate mind from body. We're starting to disconnect. Now, all the things are still happening in the body, but now I'm not aware of it on a mental level, right? So now it's not a real connection to it. And at lower levels of dissociation, you can still function in society, you can run a business, you can do a lot in society today and be in a dissociative state. But as it starts to go up to the higher level, we're talking more about a shock, or at the top level, it's more when you start to pass out, right? When you're not present anymore. So all of these zones are very important, and they're here for a reason. They're not here by chance, and none of these zones are bad. But what happens is that society today, the way we are raised and the way we eat and think and talk to ourselves and the way we navigate ourselves in life, it leads us to be either in the red or in the blue zone for long periods of time. And the human nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, is not designed to live in the red or the blue zone for larger periods of time. It starts to become detrimental to us. And that is why it's very important to work with the autonomic nervous system, because it's going to leech energy from your body, from your muscles, from your bone, from anywhere it can to sustain this high level of survival energy when you're in the red or in the blue zone. So you can never really fully heal. You cannot really lose weight. You cannot go through that autoimmune condition, whatever it is that you're working with, or that mental condition. Your brain cannot even formulate proper thoughts because there's so much chemicals going on that we're starting to become toxic on the inside, right? So we're not able to formulate new patterns, ways of thinking and feeling, because there's so much going on the inside of the body. And that is also why it's very important to work with the autonomic nervous system, because as you start to regulate it, you can start to let these toxins out and you can start to bring your body back into a balance.
Yeah, this is such a powerful message, really, because what we see here when we work with people is that most people are navigating from a blue zone perspective. And you say this so often, like, yeah, we have a bunch of high functioning blue zoners. So, and why this is interesting is because when we are living in the fight or flight or in the freeze zone for long periods of time, then the body's self-healing mechanisms are not functioning properly and the body is starting to break down from the inside. And we start to see all of these long-term symptoms. And I mean, you mentioned a lot of them, like depression and a lot of shame, or, you know, being shut down, not being able to connect to others, not being able to, as you said, lose weight, or, you know, chronic pain. I mean, it's this treasure of this, like, it's this thing that we don't really talk about that is one of the major sources to to health and well-being that we can work with on our own. I mean, of course, we need to learn about it, but it's having the knowledge will absolutely transform your life is one of the most powerful insights that one can have. And one thing that I love so much is now that when we are talking about it, it's people are letting go of the shame and the guilt of being in the blue zone, and they really see it like, oh wow, it's an opportunity for me to heal. Wow, I see that now, and like, shit, I'm living from there. You know, it's an opportunity. I would say it's an opportunity for healing to have this knowledge and to integrate this knowledge into your daily practice.
Yeah, for sure. And if we look at it, how it has come to pass to us evolutionary, you know, we use this Stone Age kind of hunter-gathering example, right? This person getting hunted by a lion, right? Oh, I can try to run away from the lion. Okay, I couldn't run. The lion's too fast for me. Okay, I will try to fight it. I failed to do that response. I couldn't fight the lion. I couldn't run away from the lion, right? So the lion will start to eat you, because that's what predator does. They eat you where you're alive. So you can imagine that response in the body. Something's eating at you, right? That is what happens with the dissociation. Boom, it kicks in, so your brain won't feel it. You can look at it. And if you ever seen like a car accident or a trauma or a shock in someone, they just received the news from a person, someone passed or anything like that, you might be like this and you're talking to them, but there is no response. That's a very high level of the blue zone. But that doesn't mean that we have to go there. We can be at the lower level of the blue zone and we can still, you know, I can talk from a lower level of blue zone.
Yeah, you can be very fully functional.
Yeah, but I'm not fully connected to myself. Yeah. And there is a lot of things that happens in the blue zone, right? Clinical depression is in the blue zone. Like Sarah said, shame, guilt, procrastination, self-sabotage.
Inability to make decisions. That's a big one that I see. It's like, yes. I don't know how to make a choice.
Yes. So those are a lot of survival responses. And that's what's important to realize with dissociation. It's a survival response.
Yeah.
It's functioning. It's there to help you. The problem comes when we don't know how to get out of it.
Yeah.
You go there for a reason and you're supposed to drop down into the green zone from there and release all of that stress and the chemicals and the tension that happen. But when you live up there, you're bathing in these chemicals for a long time and your whole body is getting this stress into every cell of your body. It's like you take a cell in your body and you shake it very fast. After a while, it's going to be affected by this that happens, right? So stress will affect every portion of your body. And that's why when we look at, you know, how dissociation kind of comes across or how you can spot it in society today, it will come out in social engagement, right? You will notice it in interactions with other people. Because if you look at the green zone where you have safety, connection, you feel safe to be heard, to be reciprocated. In the blue zone, we don't have that. So in the blue zone, we can start to say yes when we actually don't want to, because something in me, my autonomic nervous system, doesn't feel safe enough to say no, because maybe in the past there was a repercussion from that. Maybe it was physical repercussion or mentally, verbally abuse or any of that traumatic nature. So now every time when we even are trying to say something that can lead to a response like that, the body is not safe to do it because it's been an environment where it doesn't feel safe to do it. So every time there's an opportunity, your body can respond by being in a people-pleasing manner way before your conscious mind are even caught up. So I'm like, why am I doing this again? And I'm back here. I said yes when I didn't want to. I actually wanted to say no, but I said yes. And this is because your autonomic nervous system will respond before your conscious mind has had a chance to do so, especially if we're unaware of it and we are not working with the nervous system, right? And that's also why we can talk about this forever. I can talk to someone and they can explain all the sensations for me forever, but that's not where the stress is at. The stress is at a level in your body where we are not conscious of. In fact, when trauma happens, your conscious mind usually shuts off. So you may not even have the ability to remember a traumatic event completely due to this survival mechanism that the blue zone has, that it disconnects your mind from the event because it's too much information to take in. But your body will feel it. I have an injury and I go get surgery. They sedate my mind, but my body feels every incision. My body feels everything that happens to me. So now my body is carrying all of that stress and my mind can't really understand what happened, right? And then there is a disconnect in between because the mind starts to kind of go crazy. Why is my body acting like this? And the body just wants to get all of this stress out. And then we can have a lot of other things that comes up. So these are just some example of what can happen from the dissociative state when we're in the blue zone and how that can look like in society today. And we're very quick to judge. Oh, I'm so bad. Why do I do this? This person doesn't do that. This person has this. Nothing to do with that. It really has to do with going back and looking at it in personal. And that's why we use this model a lot, because it makes it very objective. You're looking at a nervous system. You're not looking at a person that wants to do harm, that's bad to you, or that's evil, or whatever you think it is. You're really looking at the nervous system that has a lot of stress and a lot of automated responses due to something that has happened in the past. And they usually come up because it's trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, this is, this is truly one of the most important steps in the healing process. So what do you feel is good to do about it? How do you navigate yourself? Let me ask this. So people who are watching, like, okay, am I in the dissociative state?
Yeah. So first question is, you know, what are you noticing about your body?
Yeah.
What are you feeling in your body? How does your body feel? If your answer is, I don't know, there's a 99% chance you're in the blue zone. Because if you don't know, how does anyone else know, right?
Yeah. I mean, you lose the connection to the physical body, and that's the whole problem. We lose the connection to self, we lose the connection to intuition, we lose the connection to, you know, all the body's functions. So it's like on a social level and on a physical and a healing level, it's like all these things that is happening on the inside that we cannot see. So yeah. All of these things that we talk about, the people pleasing and the daydreaming and losing connection to the self and all of these things that is, it's like symptoms of being in an active dissociative state. And that is like a little alarm bell that, okay, there's a lot of things that is, might not work as it's supposed to be. And then that can turn into symptoms. Either we have symptoms at the moment or it can turn into symptoms later. And what we see is that people are going into these dissociative states at a younger and younger age. We also work with people who have children who are, you know, in teenagers or in their 20s that they see like are completely in the blue zone.
And this, I mean, the blue zone is, we're not trying to give it a bad rep. We're trying to explain what it is, what it isn't, and what you can kind of do about it. There is aspects of the blue zone that happens as you grow up. So females in puberty, right, when the body starts to prepare itself for the reproductive functions that is in the body, right, that the womb develops, all the hormones starts to regulate all of that. There's a lot of studies where you can see like teenage girls just sitting and just drawing circles and just spacing out, right? And I remember I saw a lot of this when I grew up and I was like, wow, what's this about? And it's a preparation because a woman can give birth to a child in a war. There can be grenades going on because they're right in here. I'm checking out everything else. So portions of the blue zone is here for reasons to keep us alive and to move us forward. But what we're really looking at is it's a high level of stress, right? And when you look at what stress is, there's a high level of not feeling safe. That's the thing. There is a high level of not feeling safe or maybe not being safe. And knowing that those two are different, right? I mean, I can look around in this room and I know I'm safe, but if I don't feel safe because something from my past is making me anxious, I might go, oh, that lamp can fall on me. This can happen. That is because I'm bringing something from the past into a present situation, but the lamp hasn't fallen on you. How can you say you're not safe if you're sitting there? And that is because that is ruminating in my system, that is a lack of safety. So what to do about it? The question is really to start to explore, how does it feel to be safe, and how does it feel to be in my body, and how does it feel to be my body and be safe, right? So you kind of know, what's the physical connection to your body, what's the connection to safety, and what happens when you combine these two? Can you feel safe enough to be in your body? Because there's a reason why the organism, the brain, is not connecting to the body. It doesn't do that for fun. That's a high level of a survival state, right? There's a high level of stress in that. So to honor that and really be kind and not to be, ashamed about it. And I remember, I spent a lot of time in school, just way out of here, somewhere else, because if I came to a class and what I realized now with a lot of work that I've done, if the teacher wasn't passionate about what they did, many times the teacher were coming from a blue zone. They were very mechanical. And then in the school that I went to, anyway, I'm not bashing the teachers, but they were very mechanical in their approach. And that was a blue zone. And when I felt that blue zone, my body couldn't take it in. I checked out and I started doing something else. And I associated that subject with that teacher. Oh, I don't like this subject, but it was like, I can't stand this energy that's coming from this person because it doesn't feel safe for me. But when someone was very passionate and, in their heart, and they asked them a question and they were interested and they were explaining things, then I associated that safety that this person and this motivation that they had with the subject. And then I got really good grades in that. And that is because you can get very affected by someone else's state of being because your body to body will communicate. So this is not just something that affects you. Just you being in a different state will affect another person. And that's why it's also important, because the better you feel, the better you will spread that safety to others. So by you doing the work and feeling good about yourself and not being the blue zone, we're allowing others an opportunity to feel safe enough to come out of it.
Yeah, it's very interesting with the nervous system communicating with each other. It's like a sonar system almost. And if a body feels that the if my nervous system feels that you are not feeling safe, then my nervous system will go, oh, maybe this is not safe, and then I will start to not feel safe. But that's why, like in the TRE provider program, that's what we train ourselves is to really work through our own nervous system, so that when someone else is having a dysregulated nervous system, then we can keep our grounding, so we can train the other person's nervous system to safely come back down. And it's same with the dissociative state. It's like you can really feel when someone is going into the blue zone, because there's a very particular feeling that happens in your own nervous system, because then your nervous system will like, ooh, what's going on? Ooh, whoa, we're going up here. And then you go like, what's happening? Like, we're not going to the blue zone. Okay, that person is going to the blue zone. So it's like, it's a very, we're interconnected in so many ways, and the nervous system is one of the big ways, the nervous system and the heart. It's super interesting with the nervous system.
And that's kind of how we're wired too,
yeah.
like a if you look in nature, a lot of animals, when they give birth to the offspring, couple of hours, depending on a couple of weeks or days, and then they're like, all right, time to leave the nest.
And some we, instantly.
Yeah, we take more than 18 years, and then we still might need help, you know, because of what happens. And so the point is, we're wired for to connect to others for survival. If you don't have that, if you leave an infant newly born somewhere, it's going to die. Even to the point where if you don't touch, right,
yeah,
it's going to develop diseases. And this was a study they did in, I think it was in Romania. It was a orphanage. They just have a lot of kids and not a lot of staff, not a lot of nurses. So the kids were lying in kind of cubicles, like in aisles. And the nurses did the best they could, you know, like, how are you doing? But they usually could get the first couple of rows most of the attention, but not the last one, the ones that were further away, because there were so many kids there. So what they did with this study, they followed these people through life, and they realized because there was no touch, they started to dissociate, they started to disconnect to the body, because that's the way you can feel safety. I can't talk, I can't communicate. The touch is what starts to help co-regulation, what starts to release oxytocin, the feel-good hormone. So that's very healthy and healing that you can get from massage, the dopamine reward system, serotonin, learning capacity. So all of these cocktails of feeling good is actually secreted from the touch primarily in life. If you hadn't had a lot of touch as you grew up, maybe because your parent didn't have touch and, you know, who knows where it started.
It's usually generational.
Yeah. I mean, then it's going to be a disconnection. Most likely it's going to be a disconnection. And that could be that you're actually grown up in a dissociative state. And we're so wired to follow what the group does that we make what happens in your family a norm. And you come out to other families and go, wait a minute. This seems a little bit off. This is not what happens in our place. And that's usually why, you know, a lot of identity crisis happens, or when people start to realize, maybe this is something else going on, right?
So what are a bit more practical, like if someone's listening and we say like, yeah, it's about feeling safe in the body and, you know, like knowing that you say feeling safe, connecting to the body is like, yeah, that sounds good. Like, but what does that mean? Because if you're in the blue zone, then it's not very easy to know. I mean, if you would have known what was wrong, then we would have done it already. But because it's for me, I mean, I've been so much in the blue zone, and I know exactly how it is to get these questions where I just like, I don't know. I have no idea, because I'm not familiar with what I'm supposed to feel. So it's like, for me, it felt like it was a very big gap, and that gap is the blue zone. And sometimes I feel like when you are in the blue zone, you might need a little bit more direction. Like, okay, so what do I do until I can start to feel myself? Because it's like when you are in the blue zone, it's like you have to melt, you know? It's like you're ice and you need to become water, but it will take time before you become water. And before you become the water, you don't really know if it's working or not. So it's like, for me, it was a long time with, I'm not sure if I'm doing it right. I just needed to trust that what I was doing was bringing me into the right direction. And then after a while, I could say, oh, okay, now I feel that. And then it's like piece by piece, it's coming together. So what would you say, like a more practical direction for people what are they supposed to do when they're in? I'm probably in the blue zone. What do I do?
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned a lot of good points. Like we mentioned, it's something that we modulate from person to person, right? You have nerve bodies called mirror neurons that your body to body will pick it up from others. So sometimes we need help. Sometimes we need help to meet a grounded nervous system, meet someone else that is grounded, to help you emanate that, to help you guide that, to help you co-regulate that. Yeah. To them, that are regulated to the nervous system, they can recognize dysregulation, the disconnect in your nervous system, because they are connected to themselves.
Yeah. So
they will feel what happened with you, and they can guide you for what they sense in themselves to calm down. And that's why it's very important to work with people if you feel unable to do so. Because, I mean, I can practically say, sure, get massage, you know, be out in the sun, go out in nature, you'll feel mosquitoes on you, real smells and scents. But that might freak you out, because there's a reason why you're not in the body. That doesn't feel safe. I'll just come into the body. No, there's a reason why you're not in the body, right?
You can't. That's very, this is super important.
Right?
It's not just about coming back to, but it's not like pressing the elevator, like, oh, I'm in the blues, okay, I need to come down. It's like, okay, I'm here, grounded. There's a reason, there's something going on within the system that makes the body feel, okay, it's not safe to be here, so I need to be in the blue zone, because I don't have the tools, the knowledge, the space, the whatever, to deal with what is going on. And when we say what is going on, it's unprocessed feelings, emotions, situations, or traumas. It's a sensation in the physical body that we just don't know how to deal with.
Yes. And for instance, my approach when I really started to connect to this, I was reading about it a lot and I was studying it. That's what I was reading in university, behavior science. It was more geared towards sports, but we still work with aspects of this, and I was like, oh wow, this is really interesting. But it actually took me coming to Thailand to really start realizing, wow, that is still coming at it from a cognitive level. So when I came in contact with TRE, tension and trauma releasing exercises, which is a body-based modality to induce natural tremors that we have in our body to release all of this tension that put us up in the blue zone, that's when I started to realize, wow, there is a way out of this. And I have a practical tool of doing this. And there's people practicing this, teaching others how to do this as a way of bringing themselves back into the body. And you can learn to do this so well for yourself, so that you being yourself will actually be of service to others.
Yeah.
And that's why became a provider, practitioner, and also becoming a trainer, so I can train others within it, because it was such a powerful effect in my life to really realize that I thought I was present for a long time in my life, and people were always like, oh, you're so stable, you're so calm, you're so grounded. I was like, yeah, but it wasn't always many times where I thought I was coming from a place of being in the green zone or very stable. It was people pleasing. It was a complete disconnect, because it was havoc on the inside. I wasn't aware of it. As I started to let go of a lot of that, I mean, admittedly, I have still some in me, but the process of working with it, I start to realize, wow, you know, there's a very big difference of coming from a place where you can still express all the array of your emotions, but you have a way to come back, back into the green zone. And I can become aware of when I'm not there. And even doing so, I can notice in others when they're not there, and I can guide them in there, back into their body, like get them back into the green zone, because I can feel in my body that they are not connected to themselves. That is how strong it is when you're not feeling safe. You will feel it in the whole room. You know, have you ever walked into a room and someone is panicking? You know, you feel it. It's like these ripples. Because that's how we're wired, right?
We need to feel what.
Yeah.
Because we are empaths. We're truly empaths. That's who we truly are. It's because we're supposed to feel each other and take care of each other and support each other and be honest with each other and all of that. It's that's how we're wired.
Just look, if a baby starts to scream in public, everyone's going to be on their edge, unless their parents, of course, they're used to it probably. But if they're not, you know, most people's going to be on their edge, like, what's going on? Why is this baby screaming? Because we're wired for that. We're wired for nurture and taking care of each other.
Yeah.
That's how we survived in groups.
Yeah.
But that's also how you can get out of the trauma, by working with others. And that's why it's very good practice to start to modulate and learn and like see it in someone else. And then I can use that to start to connect it to myself and use it as a practice. And chances are we can't do it on our own completely, right? Because it's like, okay, I thought I was looking at something, but maybe I was having my eyes closed and it was just a projection in the inside of my eyelids. How am I going to figure that out myself? You know, someone guides me to open my eyes and I realize, oh, my eyes were actually closed. And that's kind of similar to what it is. Someone is really guiding you to come back alive, to be connected to yourself. Sometimes you can do it on your own. I believe the best way to do it is through others, because it's usually through others that we shut this down. So it's kind of like you go back to what wasn't safe and you turn it into a safety. And then we start to kind of heal that aspect in ourselves. And we can use that resource of taking in other people and their practices to guide us, right? So I definitely think TRE and grounding, right? Self-regulation of the nervous system being the number one to do it, and allow time to do so. Because this takes, you know, if you're deeply frozen, right? If something is deep frozen.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to give it time. It doesn't happen overnight because the nervous system is not wired to do so. It will unwind very, very slowly and step by step. And when we talk about grounding the nervous system, we usually talk about two ways of doing it. One is self-regulation, when you learn to regulate the nervous system by yourself. And then there's co-regulation. And usually in the beginning, you need a combination of both. So everything that you do, like what Simba said, like being in the sun, being in nature, you know, winding down, going to the spa, you know, meditation, EFT, all of these things, all of those are like self-regulation tools. But then you need, especially in the beginning, you need the co-regulation. You need another person that is more skilled or, you know, knowledgeable than you and have trauma or nervous system knowledge that can slowly guide the nervous system to calm down. So usually when in the beginning, we need a combination of both. We need to incorporate the self-regulating systems, because we need to take responsibility for ourselves. And since we need to defrost the nervous system, it takes a little bit of time. So you can't just, I mean, some people need to, you know, only depend on one on someone else in the beginning until you get the hang of it. But usually it's a combination of both.
And you can do a lot of practices from a dissociative state. And why I think it was very important what you said, you know, when you're working with someone that they have awareness of the nervous system and trauma. I had many clients and students that were yoga practitioners, sometimes yoga teachers, dance teacher. You tell them to move a body part that can move and do all these things. But once they started doing this work, they realized, wow, I wasn't connected to it. I thought I was, but like when you're really connected to the body and can hear the body, and it's a completely,
different experience.
And it will start to let go of what's no longer needed, right? It can be stuff that happened years ago that starts to pass through your system. So your body can process, your brain can start to formulate other thoughts, starts to let go of belief system because there's not so much charge around it. So there's just so many different layers to it when it comes to working with moving away and through dissociation. And I definitely think that that is a way of working with someone that is really skilled within working with the nervous system, with trauma, because if you drop down too fast, that can re-traumatize you and make it even worse, right? So you want to do it in a safe way. And I really like what you said, you know, with the self-regulation and co-regulation. First time I heard this, well, I was very interested. So I learned the terms quite quickly. I'm quite nerdy like that. But first time I explained it to someone, they were like, what are you talking about? It's kind of like you're driving a car, right? It's going very fast sometimes. And maybe you don't feel safe driving fast. You're like, oh, I'm going to crash. Oh, this is happening. This is coming towards me, right? So the co-regulation is someone that's like, okay, let go of the gas, slowly breathe. How does it feel now? Oh, everything's coming slower towards me. That's nice, because they themselves are calming themselves. So they guide you how you perceive threat and safety. And the self-regulation is you being able to handle, navigate the speed at which you feel fear and safety. And as you do, you will start to be able to navigate how you can feel better, how you can feel more connected. And when you do that regularly over a period of time, a grounding practice over a period of time, that will start to melt. You will start to defrost. You will start to slowly come down into the green zone. So it takes a bit of time, and it's a long-term practice to do. So you guide your body back into it, and that becomes the new normal. That it's not a norm to be in the red or the blue zone. The green zone is my normal, and I have occasional trips up there, field trips, when I need to, for survival reason or for whatever reason I need to do it, you know. But I don't live there.
No. And we always say, like, choose someone that you trust, because when you work with the nervous system, it's all about safety. So if you choose someone due to people pleasing and not because you feel like, wow, I really resonate with this person, I really trust this person, I like this person, I resonate with the philosophy and how they work. If you don't choose a person that is like that, it will never work, because then it's like the counteracting. We're trying to make the body feel safe, and you choose to work with someone who you don't feel safe with or you don't trust, then you're just wasting everyone's time. It's not going to do anything. So we always say that choose someone that you trust. It's absolutely crucial that you do that. And also, I always recommend people to choose someone who has already done the journey that you are looking to do. So that's the two combination I always recommend people to do when they choose, you know, their co-regulator, a.k.a. a trauma therapist or counselor or body worker or whatever it is that you feel like you want to choose to start to defrost your nervous system. And what tools would you suggest?
Yeah, definitely TRE, I would say. It's something you can do long-term, and the grounding practice that you learn from TRE is base. I would say it's the base for everything we do. We have a whole array of different tools that we use and that we help people to navigate, but I would definitely say that TRE is by far one of the most powerful tools when it comes to do that, for many reasons. And one of the first reasons is you don't have to talk about anything. You don't have to talk about it. And, you know, if you don't remember it, like you said, I don't know what I'm supposed to feel. Well, great. You don't have to talk about it. You drop into this body-based modality and it will start to work, do the work for you. You don't have to connect to an emotion. You don't have to go back to a memory, to a story. You really just drop down into the body and learn how to trust the body and keep the body safe. And the body will start to do the work, because trauma is not what happened to you. Trauma is what happened inside of you due to what happened to you, right? And what happened
to what happened,
And what happened to you created a function and created a effect on the body. And the body can reverse that effect if the mind just takes a pause and step out of the side sometimes. But the belief system and all that control that we have in the ego mind doesn't allow us to do that many times. So the TRE is really a way of, it's great to do it standalone, but you go into your body and let your body release this tension and stress. And it also works great adjunct to talking therapy or other body-based modalities, yoga, or whatever it is that you use to really connect into your body again. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't take away from anything. It doesn't stray away. This is the path you have to work. No, it just works great seamlessly with any other modality that you use. And it's a wonderful standalone modality as well. And if you practice it regularly, it's going to change your life 100%. Yeah. I mean, there is 100% chance that it will change your life if you start to practice it regularly. So that, for that reason, you know, full-hearted, I can recommend. TRE.
Yeah, so the thing with TRE stands for tension and trauma release exercises. It's a body-based exercise where you start to release the unfinished stress responses from the nervous system in a safe way, and you do it gradually. The thing with TRE is that you need to do it with a trained practitioner to get yourself started. So everything that we teach here at the center, online, anywhere, is for the purpose of people building their own practice so they can heal themselves. So we're not here to keep them, you know, with us for a long time. Our goal is always, you know, to make you fly on your own, so to speak. So since it is the nervous system, there's a lot of things, and we're operating from the nervous system, and we're very like stuck in our ways. We have found a way that is keeping us a little bit in our roots, so to speak. And when we want to get out of that, the nervous system can go a little bit all over the place. And that's why it's very good to get started together with a practitioner. And so the TRE program has the level one, the module one, the first step in the TRE provider training. Now that Simba is a TRE teacher training, we are both providers, but now Simba is the teacher trainer. So to get started with TRE on your own, the module one is a perfect step. It's a two-day workshop. It's over a weekend where you learn the basics of the autonomic nervous system. You go deeper into the polyvagal curve than we did today. And you, the goal after these 2 days is that you feel confident enough to know how to practice TRE on your own safely. So there's the three base pillars of the module one. One is that you learn how to do it safely on yourself, by yourself, and that you get some practice during the two days, of course, so you get to practice it. And then the introduction to the polyvagal curve and your own nervous system. And then the third one is that you start to become, befriend the term grounding and the self-regulation. So that's the end goal, is to start to self-regulate. So TRE, I would say, is like all of the other modalities are great. And then you have like the Ferrari, the really, it's like the one that is going deeper and, you know, that is more powerful than the others. It's just, that's just the way it is. And one of the reasons is the fact that you don't need to know anything about what you've been through. You don't need to talk about it. You don't need to do anything, basically. What is beneficial is to learn about how the nervous system works, and that you can understand what's happening inside of me. So we are all about giving the power back to the people. Like, I want to take my power back and know what my nervous system, how it works, so I can regulate it by myself. I don't need anything on the outside. I can do it all by myself. And the module one is like the first step to do that, because the biggest thing is that you can start to do it by yourself. You might need more co-regulation and after, and you know, no, more knowledge and all of that, but you can start to do it by yourself. And then that means you will start to change your life step by step.
Yeah. And if you're interested in that, we have an upcoming module, TRE module online, 13th to 14th of May, and it's a two-day training. And like we mentioned, you know, you might need some space, some support, empowerment to start this practice. And this is a great place to start, because it's a two-day module where you will be immersed in the grounding energy with other people doing a grounding work. So everyone will be doing this, which collectively help your nervous system to feel safe by yourself and with everyone else. And you will be immersed in that energy for 2 days and have a lot of exposure to the tool, to the theoretical, all the theoretical framework and knowledge, but also on a practical level, not just what can, you know, this is good to know, what can I do about it? Like, can I practically, and you get to experience that, a lot of those practical grounding techniques and also the tool itself, which is, you know, the ultimate in releasing a lot of stress and tension. And usually after you've done this two-day training, you will be equipped to start practicing for yourself, because you will have enough exposure to the tool so that you can continue on your own practicing for yourself to do it over a period of time. And as you do that, everything you do will change for sure.
Yeah, the devotion to the practice is what's going to navigate yourself out of any situation that you are. So, yeah, if you're interested in joining us, there's a sign up link below in the description. You can also always reach out to us for more questions through any social media. You can add me on WhatsApp or Telegram. The number is on our website, livingwiththespirit.com, and you have direct access to questions and stuff. And I highly recommend you to join. We have 10 spots. Some are already taken.
Yeah, I believe we have 9 spots already. And of course, you know, if you want to know more about it, we have more information on YouTube, on our channel. You can go and see it. Don't take our word for it. Go and see what the previous participants have said when they've been there. And you know, you can do some inquiry on that. And if you want to talk to us, like Sarah said, feel free to reach out and connect with us. And we'll be more than happy to answer any questions and help you guide into a good decision for you.
All right. Have a good weekend. And we'll see what's on the topic next week.
Yes. So thank you for listening.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao. Bye. Ciao.